Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast devoted to getting us all 5 more minutes of thinking about and reflecting on the gospel of Jesus, that we are loved because God is God and you are you and I am me. And that is good news, that because of the work of Christ, we are reconciled to God because of his love and we have the Holy Spirit. This past Sunday, I did a sermon on resisting or paying close attention to the times that we use the word never with our eyes. I do that a lot with my eyes. I say, I would never treat you like you're treating me. I told the whole congregation that, and then I got to go home and explain that to my wife. She's like, I didn't realize that's what you were saying. So could be a good 2019 for the Blazer household. Many of us say never when we're in traffic or when we see someone disciplining their child in public or in relationships or with celebrities. And oftentimes it's very subtle. Oftentimes it's very much in your head. I would never do that. And you might actually never do that. But some of the energy with which you think or say or feel, I would never do that, comes from a place of an agreement that I think distracts from the purpose you're actually trying to fulfill. I realize that was a mouthful of a sentence. Here's my point. When you think, say, or feel, I would never, you're both pressing on who you long to be, and if it's in relationship, you're asking the other person to love you differently. And the first part is a good thing. It's good to long to be a whole, integrated, healthy, loving human. And never is a bad way to get to health personally, and a bad way to get to integration, and a bad way because it represents these agreements that we make. It represents our reliance upon the wisdom we see in the world. So when we think, feel, or say never out loud, in a general sense, not to a specific person, what we're saying is, here, I see something bad, I'm going to do the opposite. And the better way is to look for the guide to life, which is found in the commands of Scripture, which are preceded by the promises of Scripture. I am incredibly, incredibly, incredibly thankful for this part of the gospel, the part that God loves us and calls us his own, the part that he teaches us that the world cannot fulfill us. He teaches us that carrying his name with honor is full humanity. He teaches us to rest. I'm going through the Ten Commandments, by the way. Then he teaches us to honor our parents. Honor, such a vague and beautiful and fantastic word. And then he tells us that our words and our stuff and our sexuality and even our eyes are for his glory, and we're to respect and learn to love neighbor. And I'm so thankful for that. That's a far better guide than the times that we reactionarily think, feel, or say, I would never. And it takes some serious work to first learn to pay attention to the nevers and the little prisons that they create for us. Then it takes even more work to substitute for them the promises and the commands of God. But it's worth it. And the second thing I want to say about nevers is this. When you hear a never from a parent, a sibling, a friend, a boss, an employee, a coworker, or especially a spouse, pay attention. And even if you respond defensively, attempt to return to the heart of what they're saying. Because when someone says never to us, it sounds like an ultimatum, and technically, it kind of is. But what they're really doing is asking us to love them a little more specifically. And the reason that's such good news is the antithesis of love is not hate. The antithesis of love is indifference. And an indifferent person won't shout or whisper or say with their eyes, like me, an ultimatum at you. So my encouragement is we will miss the opportunity to not say never. We will continue to use the word never in our minds and our feelings with our actual words, and especially with those we're closest to. And while I long to avoid it and to think through what I'm really trying to communicate, I'll hear it this year. I might even hear it later today. And my hope is that I will hear a request to be loved more specifically, because followers of Jesus are empowered to do that. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit of God that is in among us if we have trusted Christ right now, empowering us to hear a challenging statement. Like, how come no one ever, .. How come you never, whatever? and hear it not as a slap, though it might feel that way. But by the grace of God, we can hear it as a request to love specifically, because we have been so loved by Him so specifically. Happy New Year from the team of Five More Minutes, which is Jason W. Wilson of the Duke Wilson Band, Lida Scudder, Director of Communications here at the Barn, and myself, Matt Blazer. Happy New Year.